Namaste. Welcome. I'm very excited to be with you. I'm Rebecca Ramadevi Preen, founder of Ompreneur. Thank you all for being here. Welcome to the very first Fearless Freedom Friday, a new Ompreneur podcast in which we're going to explore tools, techniques, wisdom for accessing and creating, accessing your own wisdom, and really designing and building a business for who you are by nature, who you are at the deepest level when you strip away all the shoulds, the woulds, the coulds, all the things that the ego has us believe about ourselves as professionals, as women or as men, as parents, as spouses, as brothers, sisters, daughters, and as business owners. Today, we're going to jump right in and talk first about fearless freedom itself. What is fearless freedom? Fearlessness and freedom are, they're really thrown around a lot. A lot if you are in the lifestyle business space, if you are in the internet business space, if you are in the spirit or soul guided or intuitive business space, think that we use and hear about these terms frequently. But what do they mean? I mean, really. And beyond that, beyond what they mean, what tools are we given to cultivate fearlessness and to experience real freedom? Particularly around fear, there's a lot of tools that ask for a change in the mind. And today, one of the things that I'm going to offer you is a practice that goes beyond the mind, that doesn't ask the mind to forget or erase or ignore or deny fear, because you're not going to get anywhere with that. We need real other spiritual practices, energetic practices to transform fear. My work is grounded in, as you know, if you've been on my list for any period of time, the work I do with business owners is grounded in 6,000-year-old yoga tradition. It comes out of what is called the Vedic tradition. And there are practices, primarily it's an oral tradition, but there are some texts, okay? There's a text called the Bhagavad Gita, which is all about dharma, which is what is your purpose? How do you live a life that's like the one you're supposed to be living? That's the reason that you're here, okay? And another set of books is called are the Upanishads, which are really another set of wisdoms. And there is a great passage in one of the Upanishads that says, directly across from your fear is your bliss. Okay, directly across from your fear is your bliss. And we get some versions of this in our business growth world, which is don't do what fear tells you to do. Okay, feel the fear and do it anyway. If you're afraid, you're in the right place. How many times have I heard that from coaches and inspirational speakers? Unfortunately, I have felt often that it was in a space of them wanting to support me, but wanting to sell their programs to me by way of support. And of course, I work with people that way too, so there's nothing wrong with that. I would offer today that it's not as simple as that. It is not a matter of feeling the fear and doing it anyway. There's actually more work to be done. There's more subtlety to take on. There's more compassion to have with yourself around fear. Fear is so deep, so innate in us, and so often harangues or hamstrings what we think we would like to do. That every, you know, pretty much every spiritual practice, every religious tradition in the world has teachings on fear, has a basis in relationship with fear. And so that you know what my basis is, I am currently in the middle of an entire year studying fear, my own fear, because that's the only fear I have to study, and the Bhagavad Gita, which is the text on Dharma, with my teacher, Swami Jayadevi, an entire year on Dharma and fear. And really, it's the work of a lifetime. So these are lifetime tools, your ability to be with fear, not to simply feel it and do it anyway, or to think, you know, I feel fear and therefore I must do the opposite, or I must not listen to that fear. I must immediately ignore it and do something else. I must go forward and invest. I must skydive. I must, whatever it is that is presented in front of you. And I offer to you that there is another approach. There is a mindful approach. There is an energetic spiritual practice approach. It's actually deliberately using your fear to understand. And so far, in the 4 months of my year, in addition to the 14 years of yoga practice preceding it, here's one thing that's become very, very clear to me as I study my own fear. And so I offer it to you as a way of witnessing and thinking about your own fear. And that is, fear is a veil. It is something that keeps us from knowing, keeps us from accessing, and keeps us from acting upon who we most deeply are, which is an expression of the entire universe. It is, we are divine. It keeps that hidden from us. It is a veil in that way. Fear is also, however, information. And that's what gets trod over when we want to move from the place of feeling the fear to, quote, moving past the fear, without ever spending any time being with the fear. So I would offer to you that fearlessness is actually the ability to be with fear. And after having been with it, to transform it into fuel, to take that step to clear away what needs to be cleared, to release what needs to be released, so that you can take that step into your own Dharma, into living the life that you are set here and called forth with all of your being to live. And it gives you that ability to be with fear, to look at it for what it actually is, as opposed to it driving you. Through that, you are able to access deeper and deeper levels of your own freedom. And that is what I understand the Upanishads, the deep teachings of yoga, to mean when they state that our bliss is directly across from our fear. There is no way but through. But we have to go through. We can't pitch tent there. But we can't speed by either. We need to go through to get to our own freedom, which I have come to define as the release from that which binds us. I have a story that I've told in my blog, and I started telling it years ago when it actually happened. It happened to me in a meditation. I have wanted to be free. I had felt very bound in my career as an attorney. in the way I was earning my money. I had carried forth a lot of this feeling of being stuck into my own business. In the way I was building that, I felt I could never get out from underneath this. I'd be running my entire life, and there wasn't any room for any joy in it. And I sat one morning, and this was in 2011, in meditation with my teacher early in the morning. God, I was like, what am I doing here? And she started the meditation with that question, what is it that you most want? In this life, I most want blank, and we were to fill in the blank. And it rose up from me, freedom. I didn't even think about it. It just rose. It like rose from my gut. It was crazy. That's what I wanted. I wanted to be free of what felt like it bound me. I wanted to be free to express. I wanted to be free to feel like I lived fully. I wanted to be free in the sense of having used up and expelled and expressed everything that I knew I had inside of me to give. I didn't want to feel held back from that by earning, by rent, by expectations of others, by professional narratives. I felt very, very penned in at this point in time. And she brought us into a meditation, and there it was. Like, I identified what I wanted, freedom, and two breaths later, I was there, experiencing it, experiencing stillness, experiencing what it was like to be unbound by a body, unbound by the material needs of money and resources. It was there. And what happened in that moment, the beautiful thing about having a spiritual teacher is that she turns everything on its head. So after that experience, I realized that I'd been chasing freedom like crazy in the material world. I'd been chasing it through my business model. I'd been chasing it through professional achievement. I sought that creative expression, creative achievement, changing my vocation. All of that was going to get it to me. I would achieve such, or I would change X. I would get my business earning a certain amount of money. I would have a certain number of clients, and suddenly I'd be free. Suddenly I'd get to live this very fulfilled life that I was longing for very, very, very deeply, this feeling of contentment and freedom. And what this experience did for me, this meditation, was to show me how completely wrong I had gotten it, and that I couldn't wait until something fell in place to find this freedom, to experience this freedom. I needed to cultivate the practices that allowed me to access and experience freedom first. And from there, the rest of it needed to be built or needed to unfold. You've probably seen that truism. It's gone around on Facebook recently, that the mind will say, when everything's in place, I'll have peace. But the heart knows, the soul knows, once I find peace, everything else will fall into place. Freedom's exactly the same way. Claim freedom, cultivate peace, space, openness, quiet for yourself, contentment for yourself, and everything will fall into place. Because it's from that space, it is actually from that space of your own vastness, of your place, the piece of you that is always free, always has been, and always will be, that everything else in your life, everything else that you desire most deeply comes forth. And without filling that space, there will always be a hole. So these two things, to be fearless and to cultivate freedom, these two processes have become foundational to the way that I live, the way that I work, and the way that I teach. And what I feel that I am most deeply here to offer by way of mentorship and thought leadership is that, you know, fearlessness, that act of being fearless, of being with your fear, it does not just apply to fear. Fearless is the ability to be with anything as it arises, the ability to be with anger, the ability to be with shame, the ability to be with love, to be with excitement, to be with deep devotion, wonder. Fearlessness is to turn and to look and to experience each one of those and to understand them, not just as a veil over your divine self from human experience, but as information as to the path that you are walking and the work to be done. What needs to be released? What needs to be brought to the surface? Fearlessness shows you that. And your freedom comes from there. The freedom of releasing all those things that bound you, the fear, the anger, the worthlessness, the arrogance, the pride, all of it. So I leave you today with, what is fearless freedom? For me, fearless freedom, I propose, is knowing that you have that ability. You have the ability to face anything that comes your way with grace, with groundedness, and with an open heart. And I offer you a practice now, if you would join me for the last few minutes in a meditation to cultivate this for yourself. So coming into a comfortable seat, cross-legged if you're able, sitting on a cushion, and closing your eyes. And then turn your palms up and raise the arms or raise the hands and then just let the arms drop so that the hands naturally fall. And just let them rest. And now take a conscious breath in and a conscious breath out. And another conscious breath in and a conscious breath out. And draw all of your attention down to the base of the spine and the tailbone. And with your creative imagination, imagine that your next breath, you could breathe in to the tip of the tailbone. My guru calls it the sacred bone. Breathing in and drawing the breath up on the inhale, up along the spine to the crown of the head. And then exhaling, releasing back down. Washing the spine with the breath, breathing in again, washing the spine up to the crown, and breathing out, washing the spine down, and continuing that breath. And now, bringing all of your attention again to the base of the spine and inhaling from in front of you into the base of the spine at what is called the first chakra. And then just exhaling, imagining the chakra spinning and asking for release. Anything you don't need is riding out on the breath. And then inhaling again, inhaling into the body, rising your awareness now to the second chakra, which is in the pelvis. I'm holding the breath gently, letting it swirl. This is your place of creativity, of connection with others and society, of reproduction, of sensuality, and exhaling, just releasing anything out on the breath that you do not need. And one last breath, inhaling now, drawing your attention up again in the body, along the spine to the solar plexus, solar plexus are directly below the ribs and the abdomen, holding the breath gently there, imagining a yellow orb spinning in the power center of your own self, and exhaling, allowing any abusive power by you or experienced by you from others, riding out on the breath. And then inhaling up now, moving your awareness into the center of the chest, right in the center of the heart, and breathing softly, breathing in and breathing out, knowing that you are held. This is a safe space. And bringing into this heart space something that you fear. And allowing yourself to breathe it into the heart and breathe it out of the heart. Continuing to breathe into the heart and out of the heart. And seeing if that continued breathing, the consciousness of being aware of that fear, if it allows anything to shift over time. And asking yourself, what is the quality of this fear? Does it have a quality? Does it have a shape? Does it have a color? Is there a sound? Getting really curious about your own fear. And it's okay. Continue to stay with it. If you get afraid as you address your fear, if it becomes a little unbearable, breathe out, ease up, and just come back to the breath. And now for one moment, I ask you to imagine that your fear takes the shape of a ball of energy. What does that feel like? And breathe the energy, making it expand and contract with the breath. Now take one last breath in, and as you exhale, cut the tension in half. And exhale half of what you've experienced up and out. And breathe in a second time, focusing on that energy, and cut the tension, sending half of that tension out on your breath. One last and third time, inhaling, feeling the tension, and cut the tension, exhaling it out on the breath. Drawing your attention to your heart chakra. Noticing the energy of the fear having grown smaller. Inhaling now straight into the center of the chest and the heart. And exhaling the breath up the spine and out the top of the head. Let's do that one more time. Inhaling and exhaling out the top of the head. And take a breath now, your awareness above the top of the head. And exhale. Witnessing the silence and taking note of any changes. What does it feel like to be in stillness? What does it feel like to be in silence? What does it feel like having released at least half of the tension of fear? And inhaling now, drawing the breath down from the top of the head inside the body. And exhaling. Namaste. So I offer this meditation to you. You can do it daily. You can do it as you need it. If all you remember is cut the tension or split the tension, that's enough. Thank you for being here. And I welcome you to the next episode, which will be at the end of the month. Look at the day. I will see you. I look forward to speaking with you on the 29th. Thanks so much. Have a great week. Namaste.